victory the road of resistance. Have you noticed that without victory, you're going to walk the road of resistance. You're going to be resisted by the enemy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to resist, you know, and depend on God's power. You know, you're going to have to resist sickness and disease.
That's right.
We're going to have to resist test results. I'm not saying deny them, but we deny their right. We deny their right, to come and produce anything in our life.
Praise God.
And it was the road of victory. Listen, victory is not always the easy road. You know, whether it's in marriage, or whether it's in finances, or whether it's in ministry, you know, I've learned, you know, over the years that most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, the road that God leads me on and God's people is a road. It's not always easy.
That's right.
Give you an example. I get born again, and I have a lot of people that I really don't like and care for back then. You know, a lot of enemies, I would call enemies, you know, that I made. Most of them I made myself and helped me make and all that stuff. Regardless, then you know what? I read the Bible. I mean, it's a good thing to read your Bible.
Amen.
Read the Bible is a good thing. Because after you get born again, that's pretty much how God's going to lead you. Because we don't yet know how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes I wonder if I still am led by him. I don't know. One of the choices I'm making. I'm still learning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know, we're reading that Bible and it says, love your enemies. And I shut that Bible. Y'all know the story. I've told it many times. But I'm not talking about my story. I'm talking about God beginning to lead me down the road of resistance. I had to begin to resist anger. I had to begin to resist and draw on God. God, I got to walk in this God kind of love. I've got to walk in it, Lord. You know, and you know, God's faithful. If you read the Bible, come to church, listen to preaching, he's faithful to get the nutrients that you need.
Yes, he is.
Because every one of us are on different levels in our life, different circumstances in our life, different challenges in our life, but we got the same God. We got the God that knows how to maneuver us through every challenge that we have. But if you're always looking for the road of least resistance, you'll probably never go anywhere with God. In other words, if you just sit back and you just say, well, God, whatever happens, happens. I mean, that's the road of least resistance. That's the road that will probably go nowhere. Because God will come back and God will say, no, I've already did it. Read your Bible. Jesus said it is finished at the cross. Jesus said his work is finished, pray God. And then the Bible says that me and you are to take up the cross and follow him.
Amen.
You know, taking up the cross, you know, Jesus carried the cross. I mean, literally, the big cross that he hung on, he carried that cross. You know, but you know what? It wasn't the cross that Jesus was carrying, really. It was death.
That's right.
He was carrying death. He brought death, but he brought life at the same time. Let me know, the Bible says we have been crucified with Christ. The Bible says we have been baptized into him.
Amen.
Baptized into that death. See, Jesus is not dead today.
That's right.
He rose through the day. And Jesus ascended up on high. But you know what? Jesus didn't choose the road of least resistance in his ministry. I mean, you look at him at the garden at Gethsemane. And he told the Lord, he said, Lord, if there's any way, Lord, let this cup pass from me. He said, the Lord, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done.
But I know this is your will, Lord.
Right. Yeah.
This road right here is going to lead me to victory, and it's going to lead millions across the world to victory. And still, that road that Jesus walked of least resistance, I mean, I call it the hard road.
Yep.
But it brought victory to us.
Amen. Amen.
I said, God, I don't like this. Love your enemies. See, that's why the Bible says our mind is an enemy to God.
That's right.
Our mind, we think naturally.
Yeah.
But how many knows we're supposed to renew our mind to God's word?
Amen.
The Bible says that we're to put on the mind of Jesus. You know, Did you know that Jesus had thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Did you know that we have been made heirs and joined heirs through Jesus?
Amen.
With Jesus? Did you know that everything that God is and has is ours? See, we walk around here and we feel so natural because we're in this natural world. But the Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
That's right.
The Bible says that our citizenship is not here, it's in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, we're here just like Jesus was to do the will of God. To go about, preach the gospel, that people be saved. And we're doing it. We're doing our part. But you know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to come down here and he wants us just caught up in the natural. Well, I'm just me. And things are not going to change. And thinking these thoughts, you know, it's never going to get better. And just get us just to quit. Just to back off and say, well, if God really wanted to do something, God would do it. God is God. I mean, there's no scripture to back those thoughts up in that. No. He says, greater is he than is in you. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you.
Amen.
He didn't say you can believe me all the way through. He said you can what? Do.
That's right.
I used to have and still do a saying up here. Somebody come up here that want to do something in the church. I can't. I say no. That word's not in the Bible.
That's right.
They'll look at me strange. Went to the bank one time and I had a transaction that I wanted done in the financial realm, and the little banker lady, she said, we can't do that. I said, there's no Bible word for that. I said, it's not. I said, there's no such thing as can't. I said, you can. I said, I went to the dictionary. I tried to find the word can't. It's not in there. I can't find it. I'm not able to find it in the Bible. And she says, what? I said, no, you can. I said, I've already figured it out before I got here. So she goes back and she did it. She comes back and she said, I can't believe that word's not. You said that. I mean, I didn't think I could do it. I said, yeah, you couldn't until you thought different. See, if you think you can't make it, you won't.
Right.
If you think the enemy's going to crush you, he will.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you get that same mind Jesus had in Isaiah 54, I believe he used Isaiah 54:17, no weapons formed against me will prosper.
Amen.
He didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus didn't. He had the scrolls. He had the Old Testament.
Right.
He had the laws of God. He had all of that, praise God. And you know what? I believe he used it. He quoted to Satan when he was up there in the wilderness, Deuteronomy 8:3. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live.
Amen.
See, we don't live by natural things and natural. You know, we live by the word of God. If he says by, if the Bible says, still says in 1 Peter 2:24, that by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, well then, bless God, I'm healed.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Now, it's easier for me when I'm not feeling healed and things are coming against my, my doctor. See, I done told you, I went to the doctor one time, told him what my symptoms are, and I'm not anti-doctor, man. I mean, I ain't got used to them. But he had to go get the book to see what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I had a revelation that I needed Jesus more than I thought I did. I needed to stand on that scripture more than I knew that I did. Because you go to the one down here in the natural realm that you put your trust in to make sure that you live and not die, and then they can't figure out how to make you live. Well, you got to have the life giver. You got to have the healing ministry of Jesus.
Yes, man.
That's good stuff.
Amen. All else will fail us. The Bible says that we overcome him, Satan, sickness, disease, poverty, by the blood of the Lamb that was shed.
Amen.
Already been shed. Run down. Rent the veil. You know, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
We don't walk around saying we're sick. We're weak. We're broke. You know, and then you're able to pull that crack out of there and throw it in the
Amen.
He's like, he could have got the whole house high, though.
Yeah.
Burn that cracking. Come on. He didn't get rid of. Ooh, yeah. You feel better later, Doc. Hallelujah. But you know what? That's the power of this Christ.
Yep.
That's the power of this anointing working in us.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That we can do all things through Christ. That we are the healed of God. That we're already healed. Yeah, but my body. Yeah, but we're not. While we look not at the things that are seen, we look at the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal.
Yeah.
Healing is eternal.
Yeah.
Salvation is eternal. Power is eternal. The power of God. You know, the world and its rudiments cannot stop it. Man, you are the only one that can stop the flow of God in our lives. We're the only one. We can stop it. Lady told me one time, she said, well, brother, if I just had the faith that like you've got, you're a preacher. And I said, listen, I had this faith before I knew I was a preacher. It ain't got nothing to do with that. I got in that Bible, ma'am, and I started being a Bible student. I started rehearsing that word. I started renewing my mind to that word.
Right.
I mean, I'm 6 months into being a Christian, and I mean, I'm running devils out of everywhere I go. Still am.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't question whether I've got the power. Jesus said that he stripped Satan of all power with him. What power has he got?
That's right.
That's right.
If he stripped him from power, why are we scared of him?
That's right.
Amen.
Why do we say, oh, don't tempt Satan? He's going blah, blah. Well, no, we're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Standing in front of some preachers one time, I didn't have to wonder then why the church was so defeated. You know, because they're standing there and they're talking about Satan. He's in her church. People come in the flesh and they think it's Satan. Come on, somebody. Come in. People's just in a minute. They've been into it all day. The husband and wife gets into it on the way to church.
Yep.
But the kids won't shut up. You knock them in the back seat. And you get out and come in with a smile, but you're still in a wrong spirit. You ain't the devil.
Right. That's right.
You're just in a wrong spirit.
That's right.
Come on.
And so I'm standing there and they're like, the devil. And I stood up to him and I said, I'll tell you what I'd do. If I was y'all, I would dare that devil to come to my church if I had one. I wasn't having one then. I said, I would dare him to come to my church. He would be scared to come to my church because that would be the end of his power.
That's right.
Well, that's the way I feel today.
Amen.
And how? Since for 20 years. I've stopped the service before. Listen, the victory, even in services, is not always the road of easy.
Amen.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to keep your mind stayed on the Lord.
That's right.
While you're in church.
Amen.
You got to thought the good thought of faith in church.
Amen.
Well, fight me in here, Lord. I better wear up with. Shut that mind up. Shine it up. Get it on God.
Amen.
Tell that body, bless God, you're going to have some energy. And you're not going to get it laying on the couch at home.
Come on. Easy, man.
You'll get it later, bro. Well, you know, I mean, look, man, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:40, the strong spirit of the man will sustain him in weakness, sickness.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong spiritually, strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I feel weak, I never feel weak at times. I felt weak yesterday, and I got up there, and I thought, I just don't want to feed them cows but 2 rolls of hay today. And I said, shut up, flesh, greater is he that's in me. I'm giving them 3 because I'm not coming back thirsty. But you know what? The Bible says, let the weak say that they're strong. Here's the road that's hard. You know, when you don't feel like saying you're strong, when you feel like you're lying. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, well, ain't that really lying, brother? I said, how can it be lying when God calls me a child of God and somebody calls me a devil? Which one am I going to believe?
Amen.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
I said, I'm going to believe what the Bible says. I'm a child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I hadn't been transformed. Listen, I've been born again. You can get born again, but you got to be changed.
Amen.
Change. Yes, somebody say change.
Change.
Hallelujah.
We can get born again, but this flesh don't get born again.
That's right.
This old flesh here can still smoke a joint.
Yep.
I ain't smoked one 20-something years.
That's right.
I ain't wanted a joint. Well, quit eating like a hog. Come on, we got everybody's got something Satan tries to work on us. You understand?
Yes.
Everybody got something. Everybody got, I don't smoke cigarettes. Well, quit chewing.
Yeah, amen.
Don't get on that trip. Yeah. Get stay off of that trip. Because we're on the road to freedom.
Amen.
And everybody's got issues and struggles in our lives. See? See, our flesh don't get born again. Our flesh wants to go and do the same things that got us in trouble to start with.
That's right.
That's why Shannon, he's remodeling, he's done with drugs, he's remodeling his bathroom, goes in there, turns it out. There's been drugs in his bathroom for years. Yes. He didn't even know.
That's right. Come on.
Tears and drags them out of the wall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude, if he had to do that back there, he'd burn the house down for that. He couldn't find it. He probably hit it and forgot where he hit it and messed up, you know? I've done it before. Hitting the marijuana and forgot where I put it.
Yes.
Tearing the place apart, hunting my high.
In my note.
Well, then goes on. There was a temptation. He went and flushed it.
Amen.
Then he goes and buys this truck for parts. And then, lo and behold, there's some marijuana, there's some crack or whatever in the dash.
Yep.
See, what I'm saying is that Satan would like to catch him at what he might think would be a weak time or a vulnerable time and go back and get him back into bondage.
Yes, right. Yes.
Or me into bondage.
Yes.
I mean, I go down the road and I'm thinking, oh man, if they make marijuana legal, boy, I could smoke. If they, I wonder if there's any red heart scent anymore. And I have to cast them out. No, I'm not going back. Say, you can forget it.
Amen.
It wouldn't send me to hell if I smoked a joint. I don't believe it would, like God. But it would start hindering the anointing in my life.
It would hinder
my spirit. It would begin to make me spiritually weak. So you know, I say, nope, I'm resenting. And you know what? I could dwell on that for a while. And I would smoke a joint. I would send a baby.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord. Sick him, Lord.
See, I have thoughts of committing adultery every now and then. I know she's back there. But you know, I will not entertain those thoughts.
That's right.
I cast them right out and I say, nope, glory to God, I've been married. Whenever it comes, I tell Satan, I've been married this many years. I've been faithful ever since I've been born again. And you lying idiot, I'm not going back to that bondage. And I'm not going to put my life back in that
bondage.
See, it's called the victory.
Amen.
But you have to fight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, the victory, the power comes whenever I resist. It's gone. All of that's gone.
Amen.
And then I think, boy, Satan's, he's stupid. I got the best looking woman on the planet, one of y'all.
Yes.
I have to watch one say. You know? I mean, loves Jesus.
Yes.
Teaches Sunday school all over the world. You know? So, see, it don't make no difference what your battle is. Victory is already yours.
Hallelujah.
Right. Jesus said, he said, if you're going to live for him, you will have persecution. You'll have trouble.
Right.
He said, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world.
Come on.
He's saying trials and tribulation are going to be in our life.
Yeah.
We got it without, when we're saved or when we ain't saved.
Right.
If you're in this world, all hell is going to break loose every now and then in your life.
That's right.
But we have the advantage over people that are lost. People that ain't serving God.
We got hope.
I put it on the internet this morning. I don't do it to down nobody. I said it's still God's will to go to church.
Yeah.
Don't sit on the sidelines and watch us win. Go on and get in the game. Get plugged in.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about here. Everybody's not supposed to be here. I wish they was. Everybody's not supposed to be here, but everybody's supposed to be plugged in somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere God has a place to plug that person in.
Amen.
And in that place where God plants them, Did you know that God says he puts in the house of the Lord as it pleases him?
That's right.
He plants. The Bible says those that are planted, y'all that slept on your living room this morning listening to us. I'm preaching to you. You should be in church somewhere.
That's right.
Well, we can watch it. That's not what it's for you to sit back and not engage with the body of Christ. And you to sit back on your living room to no resistance at all and not go out here and fight the good fight like the rest of your brothers and sisters that is in the house of the Lord, that is giving their finances to preach the gospel, praying and fasting together, helping one another, that is loving one another. No, TV and radio and internet and all that is not for you Christians to sit home and not do nothing.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Some of them just turn me off and I don't care.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some are. And as much more as we see the day approaching, provoke one another to good works. He's talking about gathering together.
Amen.
How many of you know it's good works to gather together?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So this church, and we're going to preach you here, and all of y'all guys are going to shoot that devil down.
Amen.
When somebody, you don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. You're going to tell them that's a doctrine of the demon.
Yeah.
You got to have scripture for what you believe. See, we need to believe what we believe based on the Bible.
That's right.
We get the Bible and we believe based on the Bible. Why? Because wherever the will of God is known in the heart of a person, that's where faith begins. And without faith, you can't please God. You won't stay this Christian thing long without faith.
That's right.
Give me that Romans 5. Did he have that one? Let me tell you what it is. It's Romans 5:3. Or maybe 4. Look at this. Paul said here in Romans, he said, and not only so, he said, we glory in tribulation.
Amen.
I got one amen. We're supposed to be boasting.
Amen.
Amen.
We're supposed to be boasting in hardship.
Most of my world.
Yes.
We're supposed to be saying, glory be to Jesus. I'm counted worthy to be attacked by the devil, but God.
Amen.
I mean, but God, if he ain't coming, I've been attacked for 3 days. I get around Teresa and something feels weird. I said, yeah, it's a weird spirit.
Come on.
Some people say, well, I don't know about that.
Come on.
You ever just feel weird?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No reason. Things feel awkward.
Yes.
Things feel out of place.
Yep.
Things feel like they're not going to work out.
Yes.
Things just feel like, what's the use of trying to get it? You don't ever feel all that?
Yes.
You better start doing some fasting and praying because you're already yielding to it.
That's right.
Come on.
Start fasting and praying. Hallelujah. You know? You hear what I'm saying? Start fasting and praying. Fasting. Some people, oh God, there he brings that fasting up again. I don't bring it up, the Bible does. I wouldn't even know anything about it without that Bible. But I know he said in Isaiah, he said, and this is this not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens.
Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
And that you let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke.
Thank you, Father.
That's why Satan, fasting don't work. You lying idiot. I'm just telling you right now, you lying idiot. You ain't going to convince me in this church that fasting don't work.
That's right.
Praise God, we know it works.
Yes.
We fast before the Lord. We still believe in humbling ourselves to God. We still believe in drawing our strength from God. We still believe in fasting and saying, God, we're drawing closer to you, Lord.
Yes.
We're yielding this problem to you, God. And we're going to humble ourselves to you, Lord, unto you, Lord, that you can exalt us in the time that we need.
Yes.
Lady told Teresa one time, I'm a diabetic, I can't. So Teresa told her what she could fast from. Daniel and them did a vegetable fast.
Yes.
You know, they just eat vegetables for every 21 days, I think.
Mm-hmm. 10.
Mm-hmm. 10, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
See, I fasted from Mountain Dews.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I got Jackie. Shot her right there. She went, give it away. Don't move if I ever say something we won't know nothing about.
I like it.
Just don't move. Keep looking straight and smiling. Don't lose your smile. Yeah. Don't look around. Yeah. Used to, my pastor, he'd say something that I thought ought to straighten Teresa out and I'd bump her. Wrong thing to do, sir. Especially if you're on the front pew.
Woo!
She'd tell me, that didn't mean nothing to me. And I'm like, you wasn't listening. Do I need to repeat it? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, fasting. Fasting will cause you to get stronger.
Yes.
It'll tune you into the things of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I did it my whole life. I fast every week. I fast. And I'm not bragging about, and I change it up when I feel like I'm getting into a routine. I got a certain day that I fast. And then when I feel like I'm just doing this routine thing, I'll switch it up. The devil will be like, what happened, man? Are you not fasting? I'm like a pull of slinking on you, didn't I, with it? But God, I'm not in this tradition thing. I'm not going to let my traditions make the Word of God no effect. I'm going to move around and I'm going to stay before the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what, praise God? Victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the Word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine. See, you need to go mark today, and you need to sing that because you feel defeated. Your marriage looks like it's on the rocks. You need to start singing that and saying, victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. What are you doing? You're prophesying.
Amen.
You're prophesying to
yeah.
It. It's already, the victory is already yours. This really does work.
Amen. Yes, it does.
You know, I read the scripture, and give me that scripture, Travis, if you can. It's in Proverbs 22:1, I think it is. Keep that. We'll go back there. Not further. A good name. Somebody say a good name.
Good name.
Is rather to be chosen than great riches. I read that scripture one time. I had bad credit. I had a bad reputation. Weston wasn't very popular. They was, but not a good way. You know, Weston goes back a long way. Travis wanted to put Weston on his army tattoo. Weston, I thought, no, Lord, don't let him put Weston on there. It was a pride thing. He knew we didn't want it, so he come up with a scripture that Paul carried marks and got him a tattoo. I think Paul got whipped.
Amen.
I think he got beat like Jesus, don't you?
Yes.
I think he got locked up. I don't think he had a tattoo. I'm not against tattoos. If I want them, I'll get them all over my body. Not going to change my heart.
That's
so
right.
Don't get on that trip because you got 1,800 tattoos and I'm preaching to get a tattoo. We'll tattoo you.
Yeah.
No.
No, she said no. But I, all of a sudden, I'm not against if you got tattoos. Don't get on the trip now. But you know what, praise God? See, victory is already mine and yours. We ain't trying to get victory. We're not trying to get free. We are free, and Satan wants to keep us bound, or this flesh wants to keep us bound. Well, if you just had to live with my husband, you got a problem. See, if you feel like you know, if your old man would change, don't call him old man. He's a king.
Amen.
You've got a problem. God's wanting you to change. God's wanting you to get to the place where you're satisfied with your man. What, he laying there snoring, slobbering? Come on, somebody.
Bless him, Lord.
I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking, you know, I got a lot of things that... I mean, I go in the bathroom this morning. Our bathroom is a little small. I take a bath on Saturday nights, you know, and shave and all that good stuff. And And but my hair won't do anything. I have a problem with my hair. So I go in there and I wet my hair. Some of y'all, David back there, he didn't realize he had a bald spot. So I took a picture of him and put it on Facebook.
Yes, Lord.
But I told him, I said, you know, God only made so many perfect heads and he covered the rest of them with hair.
Amen.
But you know, I mean, see, we already have the victory. Hallelujah. Victory's already out. We've got to walk this thing out. Well, the Bible says, go back to y'all women now. I'm on you.
Come on.
The Bible says for you to submit yourself to your own husband as unto Jesus.
Amen.
So if you're having a hard time submitting to your husband, although you might think he's a slob, a lazy thing, but you're still having a problem submitting, that is showing you how you're submitting to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Y'all get that about 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
You know I love you, honey. Oh, I love Jesus. I just realized how much I love you because I love Jesus that much.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, husband, love your wife. As Christ told, look, we're talking about victory. We're talking about victory. We're talking about victory. The road of resistance. Resisting the bus being not united and one in the Lord.
Yep.
That's right.
The Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. Buddy, that's deep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I told my son when he's going to get married, I said, you don't marry, try. I said, it's a lifelong thing, son.
That's right.
You, when you get married, you never get divorced, and you never marry another one. Y'all are quiet.
Good stuff.
That's right.
Are there something wrong with us teaching our kids this?
No. Nope.
Or should we have them expecting to get married, and that guy ain't no good, and get another one? Maybe go through the whole deck of cards till you find a king. No, they ought to have that mind. I'm going to hear from the Lord. Now, if you've been through 1,800 men or 1,800 women, I'm not talking to you.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, somebody. We're forgetting those things behind, right?
Amen.
Ain't we supposed to forget those things behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling? Ain't we supposed to forget those things? We're not supposed to live in the pain of the past.
That's right. Come on.
Praise God.
We live in future victory.
That's right.
All of us have probably cut somebody's ear off or something.
Yep.
Hurt somebody. I mean, had a lot of things in our life. But you know what? When the Bible says that when we're born again, we are new creation. Mm-hmm. The old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Then all things are of God. We're not the same person anymore. We're born of the
Amen.
Spirit of God. That past was thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be looked on again, buried.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We were buried with him.
Yes.
And we were raised in newness of life.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody can tell me today, yeah, we used to smoke pot together and say, no, I didn't. Yeah, you would. Remember with dinner, Nectar Bridge, man. I've had it happen. No, that wasn't me. But you're crazy. I know it was. I wasn't stoned till we got stoned. And then I get to explain it.
Yes.
Yeah, but I got born again. That wasn't me. That was the old me.
That's right.
I'm a new man now.
Bless
See,
God.
I'm not lying. I'm not identifying with that no more.
Amen.
And then tell them, y'all come on over here. This life, this is a good life. This
Amen.
Life with Jesus, it's not that you can't do all of that. You just start changing. You don't want to do all of that.
Hallelujah.
I said, I can do anything I want to. I can. I can get stoned right after church if I want to. I really can. I mean, y'all are quiet.
Yep.
Y'all go out and get by the car and cuss right out of your leave church. Mm-hmm. That ain't no worse than, I mean, that's just as bad as smoking a joint.
Yep. Yep. Come on.
Amen.
That's heart change. Yep. All it ever is get you high a little bit.
That's right.
For a few minutes. Get you a gallon of tea, munches, you know, mellow out. You can sleep better. If you ain't worried about the law driving up because you got some marijuana in there.
Tea don't have it.
Y'all were quiet. I know we're in church.
Come on.
I'm talking about the road to victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about, bless God, we're going from one level of faith to another.
Yes.
We're going from one level of glory to another.
Amen.
We're already online all over the world before we got to the Facebook stuff.
Amen.
And YouTube stuff.
Come on.
Amen.
Now I started thinking, well, I better get my scriptures, and I better get it all script so I don't say nothing that'll make me look stupid on TV. Hey, I'll look stupid anytime. Just be right.
That's right.
I've done had them call me Bible thumpers before on the job, so it don't bother me. Man, and this is going to give me more areas to be persecuted.
Yep.
You think this church is, they just love everybody, loves us?
Come on, you ain't been out much.
Bless no.
If I listened to all of our critics, if I listened to our critics tonight, I would quit. I'd run back home to Brad.
Daddy, I'm coming back to Hensville. I ain't never doing ministry anymore. There's a bunch of crazy people down there. I'm coming back to Coleman. He'd say, they're up here too.
You just didn't know what I sheltered you from them.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See, the Lord turns us on to hardship so that we can go back to that. Oh, let me stay here a minute. I didn't have a lick of credit. No driver's license or nothing, I got you. And I read that scripture up there and it says a good name is rather to be chosen. I thought, God, I've not got a good name in marriage. I've not got a good name in nowhere in Buck County. I've not got a good name. You know, I've just, you know, and I read and I said, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. That you said that a good name is rather to be chosen than money or anything. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm going to walk with you, Lord. I want a good name.
Amen.
I want to have a good name. I want to have a good name at the bank. I want to have a good name in the community. And you know what? Today I have a good name.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have bad credit. I mean, and Tracy, she's got a good name. She don't even have what you would say a 40-hour a week job. She's got higher credit score than me. But see, she still needs daddy to get it. You gotta prove to them you made the payments, and I'm her proof. That's why we need one another.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But you know what? I mean, you may be today, and you may say, and I mean, God really was wanting me to drive this point home, praise God. Mm-hmm. It feels good today, Johnny, to me. Yes, not in a prideful way to go home and say, I've got a good name, God, because I took that scripture, God, and you wanted me to have a good name. I could walk in the bank. I don't even have to go to the bank anymore. They'll actually bring the papers to me to sign. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 28 years old and had ruined myself. And then, I mean, I'm going down the road, just give you a little example. I'm going down the road one day and I'm at work, me and my brother had been saved about 7, 8, 9 months. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit gave me this idea to go to the Blount County Jail. You know, and my thinking is, oh my God. I thought, he's going to go in there and preach. So I looked over at my brother and I said, listen, take me to the jailhouse. He said, what are you going to the jailhouse for? I said, I'm going to go in there and tell him I want to come in there and preach. He didn't even want to go around because they locked. He'd been there every weekend all his life. He got saved and he'd been there a long time. He don't even want to go nowhere near the jail. So I go down there and I go in there and he's locked me up before. The dude that I'm fixing to talk to. And he sure has Preston. He didn't go in. He said, I ain't going there, man. I'm going to let you in if I can win. So I go in there, you know, and he comes out. And I pick up the phone and blah, blah, blah. And then he comes out there and he said, yeah, what you need? I said, well, I said, I want to come in here and start preaching. I said, I want to come in.
He looked down. And he said,
I mean, I'm looking up at him. I'm like, all right, smack him. I'm not scared to go to jail. You know? And I looked at him and I said, look, man. I said, the Lord told me to come down here. I said, now you've locked me up and I'm not the same guy, man. I'm saved. I'm going to church. I'm not stealing no more. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm not robbing people no more. And I'm not smoking any joint. And I'm not doing it. He's looking at me. He said, I'll be right back. He goes in there.
And I mean, he brought me back a stack of paperwork, Dee. He made it impossible for me to go to that jail. He handed me down, and I started out of there. I'm telling you this for a reason. Whatever God's speaking to your heart, let God, you'll have to walk away from before it'll not happen. You'll just have to quit. Because what he purposed for you, to have a good marriage, to be healed, to be financial, he has a purpose in it. If you'll keep walking with him, he'll bring you to the place to where he'll fulfill that in your life.
Yes, he will. Yes.
And so I go out, and I felt discouraged. I really, really felt discouraged. Because I thought, man, I'm just trying to do good, man. I can win these kids to Jesus. You know, in their lives, they won't never have to be locked up again. I mean, they'll be free like me. You know, and when I pushed the door open, the Lord spoke to me. He said, how bad do you want it? Mm-hmm. He said, you got to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, it wasn't that guy. It was the enemy using my past and reminding him, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And it was just the enemy trying to get in the way of Jesus working that in my life. He purposed before I got saved for me to go there. Now I had to go walk through it. I went and filled all that paperwork out, and I'm praying over that with the fasting. And I told Satan, I said, you can't stop the will of God. It's the will of God for me to go down there. No, I really don't want to, because I can't spend Thursday night with my family anymore eating. I'm going to have to go to the jail. I'm going to have to pray and get sermons together. So it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted, other than on the inside I knew it was the will of God. See, whatever you feel is the will of God on the inside, you go with that. And you fast and you pray and you seek God, and God will make it happen. I won hundreds in Black County jail with Jesus.
Praise God. Jesus.
Satan couldn't stop me.
Mm-mm.
I went in there, praise God, every Thursday. I went in there and led those guys to Jesus and ministered. They had the federal inmates. They were just housing. And they're in there, and I'm getting born again. More and more, they would come to the table. Praise God.
Yeah.
Casting out devils. They just one guy sat down for the preacher. He's out of California. He's one of the federal inmates. See, y'all were going to the jails, people.
Man.
Y'all are quiet.
Bless him.
Yeah, the prisons, the jails, he opens doors that no man can shut.
Right.
We can't see how we do it. You might not see how you do it, but God has a purpose when he works supernaturally in your life and things fall in place and opens those doors and you walk through them and he changes millions of people through your life.
Yes.
Wanted that preacher man to come up there. So I go up there. And they locked me in the cell with him. I'm thinking, God, man, he's a federal dude. I don't know what he's done. They locked me in there and left. I'm a little bitty guy, man. Now I can't fight more than I'm supposed to love. And so anyways, I'm in there, and I walked around there, and I said, hey, buddy, how can I help you? He said, my ex-girlfriend's over there in California. She's killing me. I said, how's she killing you? She's voodoo. She does the voodoo. She done made a voodoo doll. She said, any minute she'll slice me with something. She'll stick a pin through that doll. See, you might not believe that'll work, but it does.
Yes, it does. Demonic.
Demonic.
Yes, it is.
I've actually seen them just melt to the ground, slide across, hit the wall, come up. Coleman County Jail.
Yep.
I've been in there, bless God, had a dream one Friday night. And I dreamed that I started, this guy was squealing like a pig. There's pigs squealing in my dream. This guy's going to fight me. And I got up in my dream and I'm fixing to get him. And when I did, I woke up. And the Lord spoke to me in scripture. He said, this kind cometh out by prayer and fasting. He wasn't talking about demons. He was talking about this unbelief that I got him. I need to fast because I didn't really realize this next Sunday I'm going to meet this guy. Well, I went in there with this guy. He said, I'm in there to see. Anyhow, I led that dude to Jesus. I got him out from under the curse, and it never happened to him again.
Praise God.
They couldn't get to him. I told him, I said, there ain't but one way I said, have you heard about Jesus? Have you heard? I said, he's the doorway away from Satan. I said, that's the only thing I can offer you. I can pray and all of that to no prevail. He can't do it while I'm standing here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you're going to have to give your heart to Jesus. And you're going to have to get under that anointing that can break, that's already broke the powers of darkness. I led him to Jesus.
Praise God.
Mm. Until he left there, that never happened to him again.
Amen. Mm.
Satan loses his power, see. Well, I go in there, and I'm going to close with this. I go in there, and this guy wants to know where I go to church. How many knows? People will want to go where you go.
Okay.
If you got your walking with the Lord. They'll know it. They know you very long, they'll know it. If you're fasting, you're praying, you might seem like the same old normal guy. Same old normal girl, but there's something happening in your life that people see that you don't see.
Amen.
Go over there and he says, man, I'm coming to church. I'm going to get out of church. I'm going to get out of jail. I want to come to your church. You know, what? Give me your address to your church. I said, well, I don't know what the address is, man. I said, but hold on just a minute. So I go in there to the jailer lady. And I tell her, I said, listen, ma'am. I said, can I borrow your phone book? I said, I need to get the address of my church. This dude is wanting to know where I go to church. You know, he's going to come to church. Well, sure. She gets the phone book and she hands it to me. She said, that guy down there at the end, he ain't give you no trouble, had you? I said, well, I hadn't got down there yet. And she said, well, she said, just before you got here, he's down there and it sounded like a baby pig squealing.
Oh.
I thought, oh my God, I just had a dream Friday night. I didn't fast.
Mm.
Bless him, Lord
Jesus. Mm. And I'm going down through there, man, and I'm like, well, glory to God, I missed it, Lord, but by God, I'm going to cast that devil out of him. Well, I get down there and I give that guy the address. And I'm excited, you know, go around there, praise God. And when I come around the corner, praise God, he said, I know you. I mean in a deep, he couldn't say that like that. And you know me. He told me the road I come across.
Mm.
He told me what road I come. This dude don't know. I didn't tell people where I live in jail. I'm not stupid. I never give nobody my address. But he told me what road I come across. He started, and he said I can run so fast that smoke will come out of my.
Ooh.
He was demon possessed. And I'm standing there, and I mean the volume of the demonic presence slammed me against the block wall like that.
Just,
you know, and I mean my heart's racing. And then the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, I'm with you. And when
yes.
he said that, peace came over me.
Hallelujah.
It just came up on yes. the inside, and I boldly stood up, and I said, I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
By God. And I told that guy, I said, come on over here. I said, I want to pray for you. Come on over here. And he's just drawing back. He ain't going to come over there.
Mm.
But the Lord wouldn't allow it. It was the Lord wouldn't allow it. I didn't prepare. See, when we're fasting and seeking the Lord, we're preparing ourselves. We're
yes.
ready for whatever God, whatever bridge we have to cross, whenever we have to cross.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you, don't always take the easy way out of your marriage. Get it fixed. Don't take the easy way out of training your kids up in the Lord. Get it fixed. You know, just like Channing, he testified, over there, and he should have been mentioning Jesus at work. He realized he missed it, and then goes on down. He gets another opportunity, and bless God, he busts that devil wide open with
him. Yeah.
Come on.
He grew. That's all. He just grew. I'm not ashamed, Paul said, of the gospel.
That's right.
For it is the power of God to salvation. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that we're not always going to choose the road of least resistance, God. God, I thank you, Lord, that we're willing.